A few moments ago, I spoke of the new developments that have taken place within the order and through the order within the wider movement as being a veritable Indra's net. But in Indra's net, the marvellous jewels of which all mutually reflect one another, it is not always possible to say what is cause and what effect. This is particularly true of the new style men's ordination process, as it has come to be called, at Padmaloka. I do not know whether it was my sharing of responsibility for conferring ordination that led to the emergence of this process, or the emergence of the process that led to my sharing the responsibility for conferring ordination, at least to the extent of its helping to make such sharing a practical proposition. Be that as it may, there is no doubt that the new style men's ordination process at Padmaloka is one of the most positive developments to have taken place in the course of the last 2 years, and one whose repercussions have already been felt throughout the movement in Europe, and perhaps even further afield. Subhuti has described the new style process in his article, The Men's Ordination Process, Shabda, April 1989, which incorporates his letter to men who have asked for ordination, as well as giving a fuller, updated description of it from the request to initiation in his more recent lecture, What is Ordination? Prominent features of the new style men's ordination process are the series of 5 2-week-long going for refuge retreats, which are covered the 5 themes dealing with the main areas of spiritual life within the order, the national gatherings of men who have asked for ordination, the going for refuge groups, the first of which I believed emerged spontaneously among Mitras, quite independently of the official ordination process, the possibility of taking up the going for refuge and prostration practice, and the arrangements that are made from time to time for the ordination of the minority of men who, for bona fide reasons, are quite unable to go on the full length Guhyaloka ordination retreat. Moreover, the Kalyana Mitra system for men has been reconstituted on a somewhat new basis and made, in effect, part of the broader ordination process. As I made clear in my letter to you, dated 2nd of January 1990, Shabda, February 1990, Kalyana Mitras will be available only to Mitras who have asked for ordination. And since being an effective Kalyana Mitra requires qualities and circumstances which not all order members at present possess, it will be necessary for a proposed Kalyana Mitra relationship to be discussed by the order chapters of the Mitra and the proposed Kalyana Mitras by the Mitra Conveners meeting and the ordination team. I myself will make the final decision as to whether the particular Kalyana Mitra relationship is appropriate, a measure of the importance I attach to relationships of this kind. As for the qualities and circumstances required to be an effective Kalyana Mitra, I described these as follows. Kalyana Mitras should be relatively senior and experienced dharmacharis, in good contact with me, without difficulties or reservations with the order and the FWBO, with good communication with members of the ordination team at Padmaloka, with proven abilities as Kalyana Mitras, I should perhaps add Kalyana Mitras here with small k and small m, with good dharma knowledge and a consistent meditation practice, consistent of course meaning daily or virtually daily, and with adequate opportunity to spend time with the particular mitra concerned. Time meaning a quite substantial portion of time, not just the odd half hour every now and then. Quite a formidable combination, but one that should not be beyond the reach of any order member of 10 or more years of standing, or even less. Thus, like my sharing of the responsibility for conferring ordination, the new style men's ordination process has been responsible for or associated with a veritable Indra's net of new developments. Some of these developments, such as the reinstatement of the Kalyanamitra system for men, are obviously of more direct concern to the men's wing of the order as a whole than are others. Among the developments that are of greater concern and interest to the men's wing of the order as a whole are the visits Subhuti has started paying to the different men's chapters and the series of lectures he and Aloka have given on the Going for Refuge retreats and at the national gatherings of men who have asked for ordination. The purpose of Subhuti's visits to the chapters is threefold. One, to establish communication between the ordination team at Padmaloka and the chapters in order to ensure the future unity of the movement. Two, to take all possible advantage of the chapters' advice and reflection. And three, to be able to talk to chapter members about specific mitras. As for the lectures, they covered such vitally important topics as what is the order, the refuge tree, the mythic context, and spiritual friendship, and were both instructive and inspiring. So instructive and inspiring were they, judging from the minimally edited transcripts, that I would like to see them circulating more widely within the movement, or at least within the order. I would also like to see the material that has been produced on the corresponding retreats for women circulating in the same way.